is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, I'm Scott Satterberg with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir and at VSiN Live, as we are about 5 minutes away from tip-off of Game 2 of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and the Pacers. A quick check on the market to see if we've had any movement, and nothing on the side right now, as the Thunder are still -11.5 across the board. We have, however, had movement on the total. Here at Circa, the total has gone down from 228 to 227.5. In fact, earlier it was at 228.5. So we have had movement here going towards the under at Circa. There are still 228s on the board. DraftKings got the highest number out there at 228.5. So if you want to attack an under, that might be the place to play it here. Circa, though, down to 227.5, and the Thunder are -11.5. Some best bets from not just myself, but other pros here and other hosts and guests on VSiN, as we take a look at the VSiN Killer Sports NBA Challenge. And right now, in first place in the Killer Sports Challenge on VSiN.com is our very own Zach Cohn. You read his excellent work at VSiN.com, breaking down every single game, the props perspective, all that stuff. He has done an incredible job. He is in first place right now with 22 points, tied with Steve Fezzik, who joined me on Friday when I was in for Gil Alexander on a numbers game, Fezzik Fridays. Pro bettor Steve Fezzik, multiple-time contest winner, is tied with Zach Cohn on top the leaderboard with 22 points. And in third place, the aforementioned Gil Alexander with 20.5 points. And we do have some picks here, but first from some of these contestants for this game tonight. Steve Fezzik is on the Thunder, -11 points. That is Steve Fezzik's bet for this game in the Killer Sports NBA Challenge here on VSiN. Gil Alexander is on the under, and 228.5 was the number posted, and that's he's got some CLV there, because right now, as I mentioned, money coming in on the total, pushing it down here at Circa, down to 227.5, and as I say that, screen just lights up in front of me, Circa back up to 228. So we got some fun activity going on behind me at the counter. Somebody's probably betting the under. Somebody else saw that 227.5, bet the over. So right now we are back up to 228 here at Circa. So the total is where we're seeing some movement here in the final minutes before tip-off. But once again, no movement on the spread. Thunder, -11.5 across the board. We have not seen any movement on this spread, only on the total, where we are at 228 now here at Circa. So we did go down to 227.5, back up to 228. And once again, some best bets from the VSiN Killer Sports NBA Playoff Challenge. Steve Fezzik is on the Thunder, -11. Gil Alexander on the under, 228.5. My best bet is going to be attacking the Pacers in the first quarter, and I'm going under 25.5. for the Pacers team total in the first quarter. This could be a correlated bet that you can play with the, you know, Thunder -4.5 in the first quarter. But for me, the bigger angle, and by the way, this played out in the first game of this series. Thunder won the first quarter 29-20, so they would have covered the 4.5, and the Pacers team total went under. And I do think I think that's live. I think the Thunder can absolutely cover 4.5 in the first quarter. But the reason why I chose the Pacers team total as the best bet is because that's really the angle I'm attacking here. Now, the odds are, if the Pacers go under their team total, the Thunder likely have a very good chance of covering the 4.5 in the first quarter. But looking at what we have seen in the history of these teams in this situation, the team totals going under is the way to play it. Shout out Killer Sports, because that's where I'm doing a lot of this research. This postseason, 7 games where the home team has lost game number 1 of the series. In game number 2, they are outscoring their opponents in the first quarter 31-17. And these teams tonight, the Pacers and the Thunder, found themselves in this exact situation in this postseason. Pacers beat the Cavs in game one in Cleveland. In game number two, they only scored 15 points in the first quarter. Pacers win game number one against the Knicks in New York. In game number two, they did score 24 points. That's the most that any team in this postseason has scored in the first quarter in this role. But guess what? That 24 points still went under their team total in the first quarter in that game. And they were losing at the end of the first quarter in that game number two. And then from the Thunder perspective, when they lost game one to the Nuggets, they dominated the first quarter of game number two, 45-21. So I love attacking the Pacers team total here in the first quarter, because the idea is that the teams that are coming off that loss, those home teams, they lock it down defensively in that first quarter. And just look at what we've seen from the Thunder in this playoffs and in this situation, as I mentioned. We know how good their defense is. And they've already locked it down against this Pacers team. Again, Pacers only scored 20 points in the first quarter of game number one. I think we're in for a repeat here in game number two. And if you want to go back to the past several seasons, starting with the 2021 postseason, teams in this situation, home team loses game one, game number two, they are outscoring their opponent in the first quarter, 29-23. So we have history on our side. We have the team, just the way these teams play, on our side. Best bet, Pacers team total under 25.5. The best bet brought to you by GBank, introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and VSIN. All you need to do is open up a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match, and VSIN completes the trifecta with a free VSIN Pro subscription through October 31st. That's a $200 value. A $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSIN. Head to VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. You can hit us all up on the network at VSIN Live, as we are moments away from tip-off between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Your closing line, Oklahoma City -11.5, closing total 228, as the ball is about to be tipped. And taking a look at what we're seeing here from the lineups, the Thunder, in case we were wondering if there was in fact going to be any changes made with this starting rotation, and to see if we're going to have, you know, maybe Isaiah Hartenstein start the game on the bench, or Hartenstein back in the rotation here. And it looks like Hartenstein is off the floor to begin the game. So he'll be coming off the bench once again, but we do expect him to play more minutes than what we saw in game number one. So keeping an eye on what's going on here as OKC takes an early 2-0 lead. Pacers respond with a 3. So 3-2, Pacers lead here early on, as, again, we are sweating out an under for the Pacers team total here in the first quarter. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, Sunday night baseball is going on right now between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. The Yankees took an early 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning thanks to a 2-run home run off by Aaron Judge off of Hunter Dobbins. It was the first pitch to Aaron Judge as he hit it over the right field wall, and those are the only runs that we have had in this game. For Hunter Dobbins, he has gone four innings, allowing three hits, and just the two runs on the Aaron Judge home run, zero strikeouts and zero walks. That is concerning. Every single batter has put the ball in play against Hunter Dobbins. Hey, think about that for a second. Now, in terms of a live bet here, I don't know how much longer he's going to be in the game. He's at, let's see, how many pitches? 52 pitches. So he's at least going to pitch the bottom of the fifth inning. I can't imagine they let him go a third time through the lineup. I just don't think that that's what they're going to want to do, is let him keep going through this lineup here a third time, especially when you consider every batter's put the ball in play. Zero walks, zero strikeouts. I mean, that's wild stuff right now. Live line, I mean, the Yankees are heavily favored. They're minus $8 here on the live line. Minus 2.5 is the Yankees on the live run line. Your live total, 5.5, minus 124 to the over. Meanwhile, for Carlos Rodon, he is locked in. I mean, this is as good as we've seen Carlos Rodon pitch. Four innings, one hit allowed, one walk, and four strikeouts as he continues to be locked in. He's thrown 59 pitches, though, here in four innings as we're in the top of the fifth. So I'm not sure how deep Rodon will go into this game. The Yankees would sure like to get him through this fifth inning, maybe through the sixth inning, and then hand it over to the bullpen. And obviously, they'd like some insurance runs with the bullpen situation and no Luke Weaver, of course, closing games out for the Yankees. So they'll have to rely on Devin Williams. We'll update you on what's going on, not just in the Bronx, but also in Oklahoma City. 7-5 Thunder lead here early in the first quarter as we sweat out our best bets for this game, game number two of the NBA Finals. I want to also talk about what we've seen from the market in terms of how the series price has played out, and if we think we're going to get a short series or a long series. Plus, more Major League Baseball talk. Our very own Greg Peterson joins me later on this hour to preview tomorrow's slate of games. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sloppy, sloppy play early on here in the first quarter. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The Oklahoma City Thunder look terrible to start this first quarter. Like, and again, looking terrible is subjective. Some people might think they look good. Some people might think, hey, they're winning. It's okay. 12-10 with 6:40 to go here in the first quarter as the Thunder are 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3-point range. The Pacers, 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3-point range. And the Pacers will be shooting free throws when they come back from the TV timeout here. But the turnovers, I mean, this is embarrassing stuff here. Three turnovers already for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they're bad turnovers. Like, I just watched two straight possessions where one player goes 1-on-4 and dribbles the ball away and turns it over. I understand that, like, maybe they want to push the pace here and you want to play in transition, because I guess that's the way you want to attack this Pacers team off of a miss, off of a rebound. But, I mean, Chet Holmgren dribbles the ball away out of bounds. And then we see, who was it? It was a turnover on the last play was, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP, dribbles into four guys and gets the ball taken away from him. So, sloppy play from the Oklahoma City Thunder here early on. Meanwhile, for the Pacers, yes, 2 of 5 from three-point range, but I got to be honest, as someone who's obviously betting an under here, like, I don't like the fact that they're open looks, that we're seeing open looks here from the Indiana Pacers. I mean, the one shot that was hit in a corner three that was made by the Pacers, their most recent shot made by Siakam, I believe, was wide open in the corner. Like, nobody defending him. Right now, Pascal Siakam's got 3 points, 1 of 2 from three-point range. We have 2 points from Miles Turner. Andrew Nembhard has made a three. He's got 5 points. Tyrese Haliburton with 2 assists for the Oklahoma City Thunder. 5 points from Shai, 1 of 1 from three-point range. Chet's got 2 points, and Lu Dort has 3 points, 1 of 2 from three-point range. Cason Wallace has 2 points. He is 0 of 1 from three-point range. Isaiah Hartenstein is not checked in to the game just yet, but a turnover for Holmgren, a turnover for Williams, a turnover for Shai. As I mentioned, looks like a sloppy start here for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Looking at the live line right now, Thunder minus 10.5, and your live total 227.5. Meanwhile, the Red Sox have just tied the game against the Yankees. A Christian Campbell two-run home run off of Carlos Rodon, as it is a 2-2 game with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. So Rodon in the fifth gets the first two batters to pop out. Then Sedan Rafaela walks on a 3-2 count. And I didn't see the pitch to see if it was borderline, could have been a strike or not. But a 3-2 count, he walks. And then Christian Campbell homers on the second pitch he sees to tie the game at 2. So Yankees and Red Sox are knotted at 2 right now. Your live market, Yankees still heavily favored, minus 250 now. And on the run line, Yankees minus 1.5 is plus 136. Your live total is at 7.5, juiced minus 121 to the over. For Rodon, as great as he has been over the last month or so, this is the first home run that he has allowed since that May 10th start in Sacramento against the A's when he gave up two home runs in that game. Prior to that, his last home run allowed was April 29th at Baltimore. The last home run that Carlos Rodon allowed at Yankee Stadium was Sunday, April 13th. He allowed two home runs to the San Francisco Giants. He had gone 1, 2, 3, 4 straight home starts without allowing a home run until that home run there that just tied the game by Christian Campbell. So Yankees and Red Sox are knotted at 2 as they go to the bottom of the fifth inning. So if you had a first 5-inning bet on the Yankees, you're sweating it out right now to see if they can take the lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Anthony Volpe, Trent Grisham, and DJ LeMahieu, 6, 7, and 8, due up for the Yankees here in the bottom of the fifth inning. All right, we got 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and the Thunder with a 13-11 lead over the Pacers. Keeping an eye on this live market here. Thunder now down to minus 9.5 with a total of 224.5 as the clock ticks, and we just hope for more misses and the clock to continue to tick here with the Thunder and the Pacers. Again, 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And also, what I'm curious to look at the end of this quarter is I want to look at live player props, because I feel like I'm not taking advantage of this enough. I feel like we could really look at some live player props, whether it's points, live player rebounds, things like that, and really take advantage from a live betting perspective of good angles to play throughout the course of this game. Just based on the way the game's playing out. And, you know, whether it's, obviously, if it's a blowout, there's other things that you can, you know, take a look at, right, where does the bench players come into play? But if we see how the game starts to play out, and we see which players maybe have the hot hand, or you know, if there's a player, obviously foul trouble could come into play, turnovers. There's a lot of different ways that we can look to attack here. After the quarter, we'll take a look to see any live player prop market. I can tell you right now, I believe that we're going to get Shea to the free throw line a bunch in this game. So I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, if it's a low scoring first quarter from Shea, if maybe we look to a live over for him. Shea is 1 of 2 from the free throw line here in this game already. He's got 6 points as the Thunder continue to play sloppy. I mean, I don't even know. There's no other way for me to describe it. It's just sloppy, sloppy play here from the Oklahoma City Thunder. The turnovers just piling up here, just dribbling into a crowd of people. The spacing has been terrible. I haven't seen good ball movement at all. It's been a lot of attacking, and maybe this is, I don't want to call it like foul baiting or whatever, but maybe that's what they're trying to do here. We've seen a bunch of corner threes. We've seen a bunch of, and that's the play, right? Dribble, drive, penetration, right? Drive it, kick it out. Drive it, kick it out. But also driving and trying to maybe get to the free throw line is something that maybe that's what they've been doing here, as you drive it into a crowd of people and then kick it out and hopefully get a three. And that's exactly what just happened as Shea drives it into the middle. Crowd of people kicks it out to Alex Caruso, who sinks a three. 16-11, the Thunder lead the Pacers right now with just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Live market right now, as it's 16-14 now with 4:35 left. Thunder minus 9.5 total to 24.5. So let's just get this clock to continue to tick here so we can be on our way towards a possible under in the first quarter. Yep, that's the play that we're looking at here, the under in the first quarter. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter, at Scott's On Air, ScottsOnAir. You can hit us all up on the network, at VSIN Live. We're also keeping an eye on Sunday Night Baseball, Yankees and Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth, tied at two. Aaron Judge with a two-run home run in the bottom of the first inning gave the Yankees a 2-0 lead. Christian Campbell's two-run home run with two outs in the top of the fifth tied the game at five, the first home run that Carlos Rodon has given up at Yankee Stadium since back in April. We are in June right now, June 8th. It's been that long since Rodon gave up a home run there in the Bronx. But coming up next, we're going to be joined by our very own Greg Peterson. We'll get his thoughts on this game in progress right now and also take a look at tomorrow's slate of Major League Baseball games as well. And I want to remind you guys, this summer, you can go all in here at Circa Las Vegas. The ultimate getaway package is just $400 all in. That's right. You'll get a two-night stay at Circa, a $100 dining credit, a $100 beverage credit, and this is the best part, your very own day bed at Stadium Swim. No minimum. Crazy. All for just $400, resort fees and taxes included. It's a limited time offer. It's only valid through September 4th, so don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package right now at CircaLasVegas.com. Again, CircaLasVegas.com for that all-in package. All right, we got 3:51 to go in the first quarter. Thunder with a 17-14 lead over the Pacers. Game trending towards an under as the total down from 228 at close to a live number of 221.5. So, trending towards an under with a low-scoring first quarter, and we want it to stay with a low-scoring first quarter. Again, the best bet we're sweating out here is the Pacers team total under in the first quarter, as they just made a three, so now we're sweating even more. 17 all, and the Yankees have taken the lead in the bottom of the fifth, so cash your first five tickets on the New York Yankees. A solo home run there from, was that J.C. Ascara who just hit that? We'll have to take a look to see who hit that home run for the New York Yankees. But our very own Greg Peterson joins us next. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you, Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network. It was DJ LeMahieu whose solo home run in the bottom of the fifth inning cashed your Yankees first five-inning bet. So how about that? Congratulations, first five-inning bet. Yankees win. They have a 3-2 lead. Top of the sixth inning, though, Carlos Rodon has just hit a batter, so the Red Sox do have a runner on there in the top of the sixth inning. Meanwhile, sweating out this first quarter action in OKC, where the Thunder and Pacers are now the Pacers with a 20-19 lead as the sloppy play just continues for the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's not just missed shots, it's turnovers, it's bad shots, and it's bad defense. Like, what has happened to this Thunder defense that was so, you know, prolific throughout this entire season and in this postseason? I mean, this has just been a bad game played by them right now. But there's 2:17 left in this first quarter, so we'll see what happens in the final 2 minutes or so there in Oklahoma City. But let's talk Major League Baseball. Joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line is our very own Greg Peterson. You hear him and watch him across the network here on VSiN, also the Baseball Betting Show, wherever you get your podcasts from. Greg, Yankees and Red Sox in progress now in the Bronx with New York having a 3-2 lead. What was your take on this game prior to it starting, and where are you now in any live betting actions?
Now, I was willing to take a stab on the Red Sox just because I thought that the number got a little bit out of whack. them being a plus 190 at the money line when I was able to get this last night, that I thought was just a little bit too much value. But I was liking the over as well, and there's no reason not to like the over right now. Carlos Rodon, I thought he was going to experience a little bit of regression in this game. And he did. I didn't think it was going to be to Christian Campbell. It's been miserably bad over the last like month plus, but he gives that up. And this is a Red Sox team that it took them a few games to be able to figure it out without Alex Bregman. They now have been able to with regards to their offense. Now they're in the meat of the lineup. This is a live total of 9.5, though. You're getting a big Mondo plus number on there. If this sticks back down to like an 8.5, I think that you've got a good shot on the over, especially with, I know that you've been looking at this as well, Scott, Luke Weaver not being the closer for the Yankees instead of Devin Williams. And I think that that could be big in this game.
I do not trust Devin Williams to not give up a run if he comes into this game. Your live total of 9.5. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I like 9.5. You're right. If it does tick down to 8.5.
You would need to get 8.5, yeah.
Yeah, I would take that because I can tell you right now, this game is not ending 3-2. Like, there's going to be more runs scored in this game.
Yep, I'm right there with you. I don't know if we can quite get to 9.5, but if you could get down to an 8.5, and this is like toggling between a juice 8.5 to a 9.5 with plus money, I would take the 8.5.
Absolutely, as we continue to monitor all the action here going on, not just in Major League Baseball, but also NBA Finals, game number 2 in progress. Greg, today, last night, let me preface this by saying, last night on Live Bet Saturday, I was recapping the Diamondbacks getting swept in a doubleheader by the Cincinnati Reds. And I said that this was the time, or we should have already been on this, fading the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, the Corbin Burns injury definitely deals them a huge blow. We know the struggles in the bullpen for them. And I just feel like this is a team that is going in a downward trend. I want to fade them for the rest of the year. And look, and they lose a game here on Sunday. So they get swept by Cincinnati. Are you aboard the Diamondbacks fade train with me?
I actually faded them in every game in that series against the Cincinnati Reds. You were able to get plus money on all of them, and I was like, yes, please. The only unfortunate part was that first game getting suspended, but yeah, I'm right there with you now. This situation on Monday, I think, is a little bit different because Merrill Kelly is so much better at home rather than on the road, and he's like the only guy you can trust in right now for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Like Zach Gallen, who was on the bump today, was awful. Brandon Font, you call it yes hitter. I call it an all hitter that you threw a few days ago. Like, that was absolutely terrible. You don't know what you're going to get out of Ryan Nelson. You're right, the bullpen is rough, but the one thing that the Diamondbacks still have is a good offense. This is still a top six team with regards to runs per game. Now, Emerson Hancock has allowed 3 runs or fewer in 8 out of his 10 starts this year, but he has a propensity to give up the deep ball. He's not going to get a lot of swings and misses. He's out there in the desert. So I'm seeing this total at a 9, 9.5. I'm willing to go over, and this is the one spot where I'm willing to not fade the Diamondbacks, but in general, I will be fading the Diamondbacks a lot moving forward.
Well, we should have jumped in on that live total when we had the chance, Greg, because a 3-run home run by Carlos Narvaez now has the Red Sox up 5-3 over the Yankees in the top of the 6th inning. So an opportunity that we had to cash in on that live over, but we didn't do it. Meanwhile, the seconds are ticking down at the end of the first quarter here. A wide, and he doesn't get the 3 off. He made the 3, doesn't get it off. Greg, cash the under in the first quarter. Pacers score 20 points in the first quarter, and guess what? The Thunder cover the 4.5 in the first quarter, 26-20 Thunder lead at the end of the first quarter. My goodness.
The clock starting up like a half a second early or something like that, significant to you in that one, so take it. I love it.
Absolutely. All right, we're joined by our very own Greg Peterson on the Progressive Guest Line. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, your live markets right now for the rest of this game as we are at the end of the first quarter. Thunder minus 11.5. That's exactly what they were before the game. Your total, though, down to 217.5. This closed at 228, now down to 217.5. All right, Greg, let's take a look more at what we have on the Monday schedule of games. And something that, you know, you and I have been on for years is the Sunday night fade. Now, the Red Sox playing tonight in the Bronx. It's not a far travel, but it's still travel. We'll see how late this game goes tonight. But the Red Sox are home in Boston on Monday to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox with Brian Bello on the mound, Rays with Shane Baz. Are we going to continue the Sunday night fade, and do we like the Rays on the road tomorrow?
This one is a little bit tough just because they're giving us Shane Baz. He has given up 3+ runs in 6 out of his last 7 starts. And I like Shane Boz. I think Shane Boz is going to be a really good pitcher. He looks completely lost right now. I just can't do it. And I'm right there with you. I typically love this sort of spot. And with it being Yankees Red Sox, we know that both of these teams, they put their heart and soul into this rivalry. But I just can't do it with Shane Boz. What I like more, though, is the over. Because right now we're finding this total at 9. I mentioned how miserably bad Shane Boz has been recently. But Brian Baio, doing for so much regression. ERA hovering right around about 3.9. But that fielding independence of point higher, you're going to find that with sinker ball pitchers. They're probably going to have, in a lot of cases, a fielding independent that's going to be a little bit higher than that ERA. But I feel like he's gotten out of so many jams. He's got a really high strand rate. And this is a Rays offense that they didn't quite show it today, but they've been coming alive a little bit more. Had that 10 spot against the Miami Marlins over the weekend. And for the Red Sox, I mentioned it with them. This is an offense that it took them a few games without Alex Bregman to be able to find their sea legs. But all of a sudden, you're starting to get a little bit more offense out of the guy that just went deep in Narvaez and company. And I really do like that total over.
Yeah, we're seeing it at 9 minus 112, juiced to the over. Also on the schedule, we have the Toronto Blue Jays at the Cardinals. Jose Berríos on the mound for Toronto. Adrian Pallante going for St. Louis. I just love playing the Cardinals at home, Greg. Like, they're just a team that it seems like they're just a better version of themselves at home as opposed to on the road this year. So what's your take on this game between the Cardinals and the Blue Jays?
They have been much better at home, and allow me to throw out there this home and road split. I've always tracked the Jose Berríos home and road splits. He's actually been a little bit better on the road rather than at home in this small sample size this year, but you look at his entire career. 367 home ERA. He gives up a home run per 9 innings or so. He's been able to do a relatively rock solid job there on the road. ERA jumps by a full point. 456 ERA on the road. Gives up just under 1.5 home runs per 9 innings. His strikeouts per 9 rate falls by a full strikeout on the road. And for the Blue Jays, credit to them. I believe that they've won something like 9 out of their last 12 games, but they still don't have a ton of power in that lineup. For the St. Louis Cardinals, it's not like they're necessarily mashing the ball either, but I think that this bullpen has been a little bit up and down with the likes of JoJo Romero, Ryan Elsley and company. They start to find it, and I do think that for the St. Louis Cardinals, they're going to give up some runs here. I would be looking at a total over, but that said, I do think that St. Louis gets a Berríos, and I like them in the spot.
Yeah, Cardinals at home this year, 22-11. So we'll see if they can keep that riding, ride that hot streak at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. And then we'll also have the Dodgers at the Padres. The Dodgers getting a much needed win, but this has been an up and down past week plus here for the Dodgers going to San Diego, where, Greg, we talk home and road splits. No one has been better home and road splits than Nick Pivetta. Nick Pivetta at home in San Diego, a 1.69 ERA, 5-0 in 6 starts this season.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm writing up for my VSiN write-up as well. That very set, along with him only giving up 2 home runs in 37 and a third innings at home. And then on the road, he's given up 5 home runs in 31 innings. Like, he always had struggles when he was in Boston because at Fenway, that ballpark was not suited to him. This Petco Park, it is very much suited to him. And the Padres, I know that they blew that game on Saturday. Number 3 in the big leagues in terms of bullpen ERA. Now the Dodgers getting back Michael Kopech, getting back also Kirby Yates off the injured list. That's going to be able to help them out. But this is a Padres bullpen that I'm willing to trust in, even though they utilized quite a few guys over the weekend. And for this Padres team, they're another team that has been quite a bit better at home. So I do like them on the money line in the spot.
Great stuff, Greg. Good luck with your bets. We'll be listening to the podcast, and we look forward to catching you all across the network here on VSiN.
Scott, always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
There he is, our very own Greg Peterson, breaking down the Major League Baseball slate coming up here for Monday, where, yeah, Nick Pivetta's home road splits, wow, just absolutely wow. We'll update you on what's going on in the Bronx and in Oklahoma City, Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Coming up next, I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. It is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the sports betting network. As we take a look at what's going on in OKC, Game 2 of the NBA Finals, there is 8:50 to go in the first half. The Thunder with a 35-27 lead over the Pacers. Live line right now, Thunder minus 12.5, and your live total is 221.5. We cashed our best bet on the Pacers team total to go under in the first quarter. And really, I mean, I guess it was sweaty at some point, but at 25.5, it really wasn't because they only scored 20 points. We did cash the alternate under, though. The crazy same game parlay is 2 for 2 right now with the Thunder covering the first quarter and the Pacers going under 22.5. How about that? So let's just keep moving it on to the next legs because stranger things have happened. I will say it's not looking good for Shea to score 40 points in this game because he only has 6 points already. But you never know. Shea is really 5 minutes away from having a big-time scoring outburst. Only 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from three-point range, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. I do expect Shea to get to the free throw line a lot here in this game. So we'll see how it plays out here the rest of this first half and getting into the second half. Taking a look at the box score, Chet Holmgren leads the way with 9 points on 4 of 5 shooting, 1 of 1 from three-point range. Jalen Williams has 5 points. I mentioned SGA with 6. Lu Dort has 3 points. Cason Wallace has 2. Isaiah Hartenstein with 1 point. 3 boards already, though, for Isaiah Hartenstein in 10 minutes. Alex Caruso's got 5 points. Isaiah Joe with 2. And Aaron Wiggins with 2. For the Pacers, they are led by Andrew Nembhard's 6 points on 2 of 5 shooting, 1 of 3 from three-point range. 4 points for Miles Turner. Just 3 points from Tyrese Haliburton, who has 3 assists already. 3 points for Pascal Siakam. 3 for Obi Toppin. 3 for TJ McConnell. 5 points for Benedict Mathurin off the bench. 35-27, Thunder leading the Pacers with 8 minutes or so left here in the first half. Meanwhile, tense moments in the Bronx right now. The Red Sox already with 3 runs in the top of the sixth inning, thanks to a Carlos Narvaez 3-run home run off of Carlos Rodon. And now they have the bases loaded with 2 outs in the top of the sixth inning, and the Yankees have gone to the bullpen once again. So Cruz did come on after Rodon, but he allowed the bases loaded here, and now the Yankees bring in Tim Hill, the lefty, to try and get out of this jam against another lefty in Jaron Duran. So Yankees in a jam right now. 5-3, the Red Sox lead top of the sixth inning with the bases loaded. And your live market right now on this game is, let's see, actually it is off the board because the Red Sox probably score here. So we'll see what happens as, let's see, TV hasn't updated. I'm just going to wait till the sportsbook updates. All right, I see 7-3 Red Sox over the Yankees. So I think it's safe to assume that Jaron Duran gets a hit here and drives in 2 runs because a 5-3 game becomes a 7-3 game. So as we keep an eye, it is a ground ball up the middle, and that will score 2 runs. So 7-3 Red Sox lead the Yankees. Your live total right now, 13.5 runs. Look, I was right on one thing. This game wasn't going to end 3-2. The Red Sox with an outburst here in the top of the sixth inning. A 3-run home run by Narvaez, a 2-run single by Duran. That is a 5 spot here in the top of the sixth inning. 7-3. Red Sox lead the Yankees in the top of the sixth, and they are not done as they have first and second with 2 outs and the heart of their lineup up right now against Yankee reliever Tim Hill. Meanwhile, for the Yankees coming up next inning, let's see who they got to see if there's any bets that we want to place here as Tim Hill does get out of the inning now. He gets Rafael Devers to ground out to end the threat. So 7-3 Red Sox going to the bottom of the sixth inning. J.C. Escara made the final out for the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth. And so that means the Yankees will have the top of the lineup here in the bottom of the sixth. Ben Rice, Aaron Judge, and Cody Bellinger. And we'll see if the Red Sox dip into their bullpen or not. Hunter Dobbins, through 5 innings, has allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, only 64 pitches. So he could come back out here for the bottom of the fifth, bottom of the sixth, but that would mean facing the top of the Yankee lineup for a third time. And I just don't think that Alex Cora really wants that to happen, but we'll see what happens here in the bottom of the sixth. Live markets right now, live total of 12.5, juiced at minus 142 to the over. Your live spread is 3.5 runs. The plus 3.5 for the Yankees, minus 133. The minus 3.5 with a 4-run lead right now for Boston, plus 102. and your live money line, Yankees plus 550. If you think the Bombers can come back and win this game, plus 550 on the Yankees live line right now. Wow. Red Sox minus 1,000. My goodness. But things change very quickly with each and every batter. We have a timeout on the floor in Oklahoma City. 7:06 to go in the second quarter. The Thunder now with a 42-27 lead over the Pacers. Looking a lot better here in this stretch. Live line, Thunder minus 16.5. Your live total is 220.5. So it has ticked up with the Thunder going on a little bit of a scoring run here. And it hasn't been Shea. Shea still has just 6 points. So the scoring for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Chet Holmgren leading the way with 11 points, 7 from Jalen Williams, 5 from Alex Caruso, 5 from Aaron Wiggins, and Shea still just 2 of 5 and 6 points for the MVP, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who had a scoring prop of 34.5. I want to take a look at the live score, the live props here. Live player points for Shea right now is 29.5. The over is even money. Boy, I mean, can we wait until this goes down a little bit more? I feel like now might be the time to bet it, right? 28.5, actually, the board just changed. 28.5 minus 120 to the over. Oof. The thing you have to ask yourself is this game going to be a blowout? I mean, right now it is. It's a double-digit lead here for the Thunder. Do they stretch this lead? Do they go up by 20? And you know what? I actually don't hate going Shea over, because what the Pacers have shown us is that no lead is ever safe. So the Thunder were up 15 points in the fourth quarter of game number one, and they lost. So even if they are up by 15 to 20 points, I don't think the Thunder are going to take their foot off the pedal in the fourth quarter. So I actually do think that we're going to get a big second half from Shea. I kind of want to play that. Live over 28.5 at minus 120. As I say that, it just changed now to 29.5. So it seems like people are thinking what I'm thinking about doing a live over here on Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. If your book still offers an over 28.5 on the live total, I would play that for SGA. Again, his number was 34.5 prior to this game beginning. He's had a slow start, but there's still 7 minutes to go in the first half. He could have a little run here at the end of the first half. Next thing you know, his live total goes back up north of the 30-point range. So I would take a bet on this if it's at 28.5. And in fact, it is back down to 28.5. So I would take a look at this right now. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. 42-29. The Thunder lead the Pacers. Want to remind you guys that if you want to bet smarter this football season, you can become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a full year for just $199 plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum, a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. Sign up now, get instant access to a daily email with all the best bets from the hosts and their guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus our 2025-26 NFL betting guide dropping July 1st. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Use promo code BOOK to sign up now. That's vsin.com/subscribe, promo code BOOK. Let's see what's going on in the Bronx. Hunter Dobbins is out of the game for the Red Sox, so they did go to the bullpen. Brennan Bernardino is in pitching, and it made sense. Even though he was only at 64 pitches, you didn't want Hunter Dobbins facing the top of this Yankee lineup for a third consecutive time. But Bernardino strikes out Ben Rice to begin the inning and now faces Aaron Judge with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Sox with a 7-3 lead over the Yankees. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma City, 5:42 left to go in the second quarter. Thunder with a 46-29 lead over the Pacers. So, I mean, that team total in the first half on the alternate number looks pretty good right now also on the Pacers and the Thunder on their way to covering a first half. But still, plenty of time left. Plenty of time left. I'm Scott Sattenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. It's Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.